Chazar zeichen nesh bechach hashang, Rabbi Yehudim sech tzitzit naflam et beis. Perek hasher, leach perek revi. Zok the heilige mishnah misyata d'shmai, if a husband sends a get to his wife and meets the shliach before he gave the get to the wife, or he sends another shliach to reach the shliach and tells the original shliach, the get I gave you is hereby bottle, the get becomes bottle. If he runs to the wife before she receives the get, or if he sends a shliach to the wife before she receives the get and tells her, the get that I have sent to you is hereby bottle, the get is bottle. However, if the get was already delivered to the wife, the get does not become bottle. Zok the Mishnah. Initially, the husband was allowed to go to Bezin, wherever he was, and declare the get bottle over there. However, Rabbi Gamliel Zokin instituted for the benefit of the world, this may not be done. When this is done, the shliach doesn't know about it and will deliver the get to the woman and who thinks the get is valid, and she'll get married based on it. It becomes a big takola. So because of that, they were masakin. Rabbi Gamliel Zokin was masakin against it. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah says that the husband met the shliach and not that he ran after him to stop the get. The chiddush is that although he made the get bottle only when he happened to meet him, we don't say that his true intention was just to annoy the wife and not to be involved to the get. In fact, why is it necessary to give the case of where the husband sent a shliach to the first shliach to be mivatel the get? Where it says we would think that a second shliach cannot be made to be stronger than the first shliach in the sense that he's nullifying the job of the first shliach. The Mishnah therefore teaches that he can't. In fact, why do we need the case where the husband goes directly to the wife? Where it says we would think that the fact that he went directly to the wife proves that his whole intention was only to annoy her. The Mishnah teaches that he actually meant to be mivatel the get. In fact, why do we need the case of where he sends a second shliach to the wife? Where it says we would think that when he travels to the wife, it's not a journey just to annoy her because he wouldn't bother traveling just to annoy her. However, when he sends a shliach, since he doesn't care that the shliach is undertaking the travel, so maybe we'd say his whole intent is to annoy her. Kamash will learn that no, he actually means to be mevatel the get. It seems obvious that once the get was given to the wife, you can no longer make a bottle. What's the Mishnah teaching over there? And for the chiddush is, even if it's known that the husband was trying to be mevatel the get before it reached her hand, we don't say that there is a retroactive annulment of the get from before it was given to her. Rather, if he's mevatel it before it reaches her, it will be bottle. If not, not. Zok Tamar, Brisa says, if the husband says, it's void, or I do not want it, the get becomes bottle. Statements are saying the get is hereby bottle, basically. However, if he says it's puzzle, or if he says it's not a get, the get does not become bottle, because he's saying that the get is puzzle, and in fact, the get is not puzzle. In fact, this seems to suggest that saying bottle is something it means that something shall become bottle in the future. However, Rabba Bar Eva in the name of Shesha said regarding a recipient who's trying to reject the gift, that if he actually means that when you say bottle, it means that something that was already void in the past. So does it mean future or does it mean past? Abaye said it can have both meanings. We look at the context in which it's used to determine what his true intent was. Abaye said we have a Kabbalah that the shliach for a gift is like a shliach for a get, meaning that in both cases the shliach is not automatically koneh the item for the recipient, meaning of the gift or of the get. Ravina asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, what's the halacha if the husband says a single word, just says bottle? He said in that case, an echanami remains a teku. Rav Sheshi said, if the husband said the get should not be effective, or it shall not release, or it shall not cause to leave, or he says it shall not send away, or he says it shall not divorce, or he says it shall be a piece of pottery, or he says it shall be as a piece of pottery, the get becomes void. If he says it's not effective, or it does not release, then the get would not become void. What if he says the get is pottery? So Ravina told Rachel, son of Rava, it would be the same as when he says it's hegdish or it is hefker. Just as in those cases, the statement causes a stated effect, here too, the get would become void. If a get was made to be void, may be used as a get if the husband then changes his mind and wants to divorce her. Can he use the same get or not? Rav Nachman said he may use the get again. Rav Sheshi said he may not. The Gemara says halacha follows Rav Nachman. We learned that the halacha follows Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a woman may retract her willingness to get married, and any act of kedushin that was already done, let's say it was on a condition, becomes bottle. If she then changes her mind, a new act of kedushin would be needed. Presumably, the same would hold true regarding a get. That once becomes bottle, it cannot be used again. Mara says, regarding kedushin, her later words void her earlier words of acceptance, and the earlier words can therefore not be reinstated. However, regarding the case of the get, the husband has only voided the shlichas, not the actual get document. Therefore, it can be used again if he changes his mind. Misha said, Berishain haya oiseh. Before that takana, when being mevatel get was allowed to be done wherever the husband was, how many people did the husband have to be mevatel in front of? So Rav Nachman said it had to be in front of two people, or Sheish said it had to be in front of three people, because the Mishnah says it has to be done in Bezdin, which means three people. Rav Nachman said two people are sometimes referred to a Bezdin as well. Rav Nachman brings the proof from a Mishnah that says that the person making the prusbul should say, I am giving the loan over to so-and-so and so-and-so the dayanim. So it only says so-and-so twice, which means that there are two people and we see they're called dayanim. Rav Sheish said, no, there are really three, but the Tana didn't feel the need to write so-and-so for a third time. Rav Nachman brings the proof from a Mishnah regarding prusbul that says either the dayanim or the witnesses can sign. He says the dayanim are compared to the witnesses, just as we only need two witnesses, so too, only two dayanim are needed for a Bezdin. Rav Sheish said there's no such comparison. Rather, the Mishnah is teaching that even if the Dayanim sign their names with a title as being witnesses, or if the witnesses sign as a title being Dayanim, the Prosbul is still valid. It doesn't teach regarding how many Dayanim are needed.